You're listening to SBS News.
In the 1980s, Pablo Escobar established a reputation in the South American name of political violence, but the environment. Escobar was infamous for importing four hippopotamuses into Colombia at the height of his power and establishing a private zoo at one of his properties. Colombian tropical veterinarian Carlos Valderrama has told the BBC that the population has grown largely unchecked ever since and are causing significant environmental problems.
They are increasing the sediment on the lakes and lagoons that they are located in. So basically they are affecting the whole range of ecosystems, and the animals in the waters are getting affected because of this situation.
Colombia began talks months ago with eight governments, including India, Mexico, Philippines, Ecuador, Peru and South Africa, to possibly transfer some animals to zoos or sanctuaries in these countries. But the necessary authorizations have not yet been obtained, and some institutions have lost interest because inbreeding has caused genetic defects in the Colombian hippos. Not surprisingly, Environment Minister Irene Velez says the government is keen to take more immediate...
Carrying out these actions can implement them with the support of institutes that also back from a scientific perspective that this is a necessary action to reduce the population. Without that action, it is impossible to control the population, and as we saw in the estimates, by 2030 we would have at least 500 hippos affecting our ecosystems and harming our native species, such as manatees and river turtles.
The decision to euthanize the animals has divided the country and attracted some unusual offers. Since the announcement, the son of an Indian billionaire has offered to ship up to 80 hippopotamuses from Colombia to his private estate in Gujarat in India. Anand Ambani, the son of Asia's richest man, Mukesh Ambani, says he's willing to receive and care for the animals at his private zoo to save them. Back in Colombia, Senator Andrea Padilla is opposed to the cull.
This is a legacy left to us by a drug trafficker, hitman and murderer. So how can it be that we're going to close this chapter in the same way?
But in the eyes of the Colombian government, who has struggled for years to contain the damage, there are no easy answers. And for ordinary Colombians, it's a matter of economic survival. Some say the presence of the hippos has been interfering in their efforts to earn a living, though a few have tried to use it to their advantage. Several afternoons a week, boats filled with Colombian and foreign tourists arrive to scan the shoreline of the Magdalena River, waiting for signs in the murky water. But even these outings can occasionally end in screams as the animals close the distance with terrifying speed. That's because hippos are semi-aquatic animals capable of charging at speeds of up to 8 kilometres per hour in water and 30 kilometres on land. For Magdalena River fisherman Willerton Sanchez, it's not worth the risk.
Seeing those hippos is really tough because we were out there on Saturday and the hippo stood up and swung its jaws wide. If it grabs you, it'll tear you apart. So you understand that animal is very dangerous. We stopped fishing because we saw it.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.
SBS Music Station is here.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
The hits you know and the hits you'll want to know.
On DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app
and SBS On Demand.